The Oscar category for Best Actor this year is loaded with terrific nominations. Sean Penn, Mickey Rourke, Frank Langella, Brad Pitt, and Richard Jenkins. Jenkins has been nominated for his performance in The Visitor. He plays Walter Vail, a quiet economics professor who discovers two people living in his rarely used New York apartment.
I'm sorry.
You stay away from me! You leave me alone!
No, it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
This is my apartment.
This is not only Richard Jenkins' first Oscar nomination, it's his first lead role in a film. For some 30 years, Jenkins has played supporting and character roles in film and television. You may remember him as the dead father in the HBO series 6 Feet Under. Richard Jenkins is in our New York bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you again.
So how does it feel?
It feels weird. It's fun. It's been a lot of fun, actually.
When you were a kid, did you practice Oscar nomination acceptance speeches in front of a mirror?
I mean, I was a bit of a narcissist, but I don't think I went that far.
No. Have you written a speech yet?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, no.
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 No. No. Tell us how you got the role of Walter Vail.
Well, Tom McCarthy, the writer-director, and I were acquaintances, and we ran into each other in the lobby of a hotel in L.A. We were both doing movies. So he said, "You want to go get something to eat?" And I said, "Yeah." So we went out for dinner and talked for a couple of hours, and 2 years later he called me up and said, "I wrote this part for you."
What did you think when you saw the script?
I hadn't read anything that good, and I couldn't remember how long.
Huh.
I just absolutely loved it.
What do you think is the key to the character Walter Vail?
Well, I think he's really complicated, and I don't think Tom shied away from that. I don't think he tried to make him like a perfect person. There's a lot of self-loathing. He picks on a young student for no real reason, you know, just to make himself feel better, I think. And so he's a complicated guy, and I just love the way he was written.
He's complicated, but your acting is very subtle. I mean, the complication is almost his inner life. I mean, this is not a part that has a lot of histrionics.
No, it isn't. Movies do this so well that as an actor you have to trust that it will do this. And that is, when you go into a room with a lot of people, Walter Vail's not the guy you would notice. But the camera says, "I think we're going to follow this guy for a while." And you just live your life. It's kind of like reality TV on film.
Isn't that what Tom McCarthy said, that he didn't want a big star for this role? I mean, not that you're not a star. You
and
are.
He got it.
No, come on.
No, he did. He said he wanted an everyman. Actually, we were standing on the streets of New York. He said, "I also wanted somebody who could walk down the street while the camera's on, and people wouldn't stop and say, 'Oh, my God, who's that? Hey, look at that guy.'" Look. And as soon as he said that, some guy walked by me and went, "I know you." I said, "Uh-oh, recasting."
The plot is really interesting. Walter, who is very disaffected, he's very unhappy in his job. He goes to his apartment and he finds Tariq, an illegal immigrant from Syria, and Zanuba, an illegal immigrant from Senegal. And part of the plot is Tariq is arrested for allegedly trying to get on the New York subway without paying. He's sent to a detention center, and this is all happening in the shadow of 9/11. And Walter seems to get energized by trying to help Tariq.
I think Walter thinks that now I'm here, I have a college degree, you know, I'm an economics professor, we'll take care of this. Now you got me involved. And he can do nothing.
"I'm here for bed 38, Tariq Khalil."
"Visiting hours start at 5 p.m.
"What? I'm sorry, excuse me?
"Visiting hours are 5 p.m.
I understand, but this is extremely urgent. Could you please check for me? "Thank you, sir. I appreciate it."
Watching your character, I mean, it's a Hollywood term, the arc of your character,
mm-hmm.
you know, go from, and there's not much change in, like, your facial expressions.
Well, you know, temptation is to explain who you are as opposed to just be who you are. And I'm a slow learner, and I don't know if 10 years ago I would have trusted myself enough just to let this life unfold.
And a lot of it we see, it's not the words that you speak, it's how you
Absolutely.
Behave.
Yeah, and that's Tom. I mean, Tom McCarthy is the most patient filmmaker. And when I saw this in a rough cut, I said, you really let the camera stay there. It lingers. So you see what these people, you can just watch them.
A lot of people know you, as I mentioned in the introduction, a lot of people know you from 6 Feet Under, and they saw you in Burn after reading. And Flirting with Disaster, there's something about Mary. I mean, people are now going to go watch these movies again to see you. Are there roles that you think really allowed you to grow as an actor?
In some way, you learn from everything you do. Sometimes it's not a positive learning experience. My father always said, you can take away something positive from every experience. And of all the things he said to me, that has proven to be true.
Did he, your family, approve of your desire to be an actor?
You know, it's funny. Since the nomination, my hometown newspaper did a story.
That's DeKalb, Illinois?
DeKalb, Illinois, yes. And I didn't do any theater in high school, but I did a play in junior high school. And the teacher is still in DeKalb. And they interviewed her, and she said that after I did this play, my father called her and said he was worried because I was talking about wanting to be an actor. She said, I told him, let him do it, don't. And he never did. He never said, don't do this. I don't support you. I don't think it's a good idea. They were behind me 100%. But I had no idea that he had had this conversation with her.
Interesting. What are you going to wear to the Oscar ceremony?
Well, you know, I've just been trying on tuxedos. And the new style is everything is short. The jacket's short and the pants are kind of low cut. And as my mother would say, all the kids are wearing them. It looks great on young people. When I put it on, I look like Jethro from the Beverly Hillbillies, you know. I need a rope belt. I found a tuxedo that looks great with white socks.
Richard Jenkins, Oscar nominee for Best Actor for his role as Walter Vail in the film The Visitor. He joined us from our New York Bureau. Best of luck to you, and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.